Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
We continue our coverage of the general election with our candidates, and this morning, Andrew Barton, standing in Garth, 50, married and independent, gives his hobbies and interests as photography, flying and aviation and cooking. Good morning, Mr. Barton.
Good morning.
They don't sound like the interests that would spark a political career. Are you qualified for this job?
Well, I believe so. I've been standing at the back for since the early 90s in various government meetings and seminars and press releases, unable as a photographer to say very much. And it's time to push forward a little bit.
You've worked it all out now, have you? You've got the answers.
The answers are difficult to find, but I think I've got a few of them.
You describe the Manx economy as fragile, needing diversification. Into what?
Well, I think we ought to return to a lot more of our core incomes from tourism, as well, being one of the main ones we should look at, with the harbour.
Can we get enough money out of tourism, though?
Well, I read and research that if we were to develop our harbour into a much better capacity for cruise ships, that this could be millions, long millions, and the longevity of its life will bring in that time over a massive period of time and help local economy, because if we can get more people in.
It's all a question of money, though, isn't it? Finally, you say you criticise the efforts made by the government on infrastructure, on roads. I think it's £100 million was the last count needed to put our roads right. Where would the money come from?
Well, the economies have been made over the last 5 years have been taken from the infrastructure of the promenade and the roads generally on the island. And I think I've got to say that that cannot carry on, because the roads, we're not going to stop using them. They're still going to be carried on to be used, and they need
to be maintained. So we should find the money from somewhere.
We need to find the money for these things.
You compliment Douglas Council as doing all it can to bring a new look for the capital. Has it really been trying as hard as it could?
Well, they've got the street lighting, which is going to be new and dynamic along the promenade.
Does that make a difference?
Yes, it's going to show up.
It shows up the state of the road.
It will do that at night, yes.
We live in an age of austerity. Is austerity a word we should be using? Because it tends to alarm people.
Careful, I think, is the word we need to use. We need to be careful with our money.
Austerity was a word you used yourself.
Yes, austerity. We do live in an age of austerity, yes. But we need to equally spend on our basic infrastructure to keep the island attractive, both in appearance and in its function to business.
You're not comfortable with means testing. This is the government's drive, obviously, to get benefits costs down. So what do we do about the cost of benefits?
Right, well, I'm not comfortable with it in lots of ways, but equally we've got to find a method of testing people for whether or not they're eligible for the funds that they need to have, and to find a...
That is means testing, isn't it?
It is, but to find a method of doing that.
So you are comfortable with means testing?
Semi-comfortable with it, yes.
Semi-comfortable with means testing.
I would like to see... we've got to check whether people are getting the right money. Not necessarily taking it away, but making sure that they get the right amount of money.
You suggest ministers might be chosen by the House of Keys, a sort of ministerial beauty contest. That would mean whoever's chosen as chief minister has to really to work with who he's given, doesn't it?
Well, I just generally feel that whoever becomes chief minister will buy votes for that job by offering jobs.
That's the way it works, isn't it?
Yes, it
cynically
has worked, yes. But is that right, is the question.
It's the way politics works, isn't it? I mean, if you become a politician, you have to work the system, don't you?
Definitely, and the system will have to be worked, yes.
Brexit. You say we're already semi-independent. We should actually negotiate immediately to look at other ways that we can underline our own trade and travel arrangements. Straight away, get into it, stuck in?
Yes, to instill confidence. I mean, one of the suggestions that I would perhaps have, although I probably think it extremely difficult to arrange, would be to do a pairing or an association with Ireland for our trade route through for our goods and purchases via...
With Ireland, that's the way we should be looking?
Ireland. Yes, but keeping with the UK, because we're outside, we can have a foot in...
Can we do both? Can we do both?
It's something we've got to look at. I did say it's probably difficult to arrange.
I think it would be. Andrew Barton, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.